Today's Gospel, we hear Jesus' famous prayer for unity and communion among his followers, that we would be one as the Father and Son in the Most Holy Trinity are one. The gift of unity and communion is indeed a very precious gift that everyone really seeks after. In fact, even in the world that we live in, when you consider any kind of a sports team or corporation, it is always seen as a fundamental aspect that there would be a union among teammates, among those working for the same company, that together they would be pursuing after the same goal with one mind and one heart. And usually the elements of this unity which are perceived and sought after are to have a common origin, to have a common goal, to have a contribution or a role for everybody to be able to play, and to emphasize the linking together and that each one in doing their part works together to help achieve group success. I think one good example of this growing up in Canada, our men's hockey team, or even the women's hockey team too, whenever they went to the Olympics, it was always a big deal for the country. And for the team, there was always this emphasis that by wearing the Canadian flag, they are pointing out they're all coming from the same place, they have a common origin, they're all working for the same goal, which is to bring home a gold medal to their country. Each of them on the team, from the first player to the 24th, has a role to play, whether they're playing 20 minutes a night or 10 minutes, but they all have a contribution which they're called to make, and that only banded together are they going to be able to achieve their goal. And this becomes kind of the source of their unity. And the stronger that unity is, the stronger their chance of having success and achieving the goal that they accomplish. When we think of the unity that Jesus calls us to as his followers, we can also look for those similar elements. And the beginning then is going to be that we all share a common origin. Namely, each of us human beings was created by God. We were made in the image and likeness of God. And therefore, we are a people who are inherently connected and meant for truth, communion, and love, because this is the life of the Most Holy Trinity himself, that God is a communion of truth and love together. Further, we all share the same goal. We're all called to be happy. We're all called to be eternally happy. And the answer to this universal desire for happiness is communion with the Most Holy Trinity, with the God who is perfect love and truth. So we share the same origin, we all share the same goal, and each of us has a significant part to play in helping one another to achieve this goal of our salvation. And therefore, only together are we able as a church and as a community of believers to achieve the success and goal that God has called us to in communion. Today's gospel, Jesus also points out that while he sends us out into the world to be forces for truth, communion, and love, he also foresees and shares that the world will ultimately reject the gift that Jesus himself offers to us. Truth will be rejected because it is very easily distorted in order to pursue a notion of freedom which is divorced from the demands and the constraints that truth places on freedom. Communion is easily broken as we come to view one another as being idle or rivals or in conflict or jealousy with one another. And love is easily rejected as the demands of self-sacrifice and self-giving can be overtaken by our own selfishness or egoism. And this really then becomes part of the mission of reconciliation and union that Jesus brings. That he comes as truth, he comes as love, and he comes as a manifestation of the communion of God in order to point the direction for us to be consecrated into the same truth, communion, and love. And this then becomes the goal of our life, to be able to share this gift that Jesus offers, despite the challenges, the significant challenges that are present before us, and despite the constant protestations of the world that we live in to the truth that Jesus Christ himself offers. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward in this sacred liturgy, being reminded in a special way that the Eucharist is the sacrament of unity, it is the sacrament of communion, let us ask God for the grace that, having been consecrated in the truth, love, and communion of Jesus, that we would truly be forces of unity, love, and communion in the world that we live in. Amen.